Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Inauguration Eve. Is there such a phrase? I think I just invented it. What do you think? Inauguration Eve.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's going to be an interesting day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You could catch it all live on our sister station News Radio, WKOK, or their website if you're at work. Just log on to WKOK.com, the Sunbury Broadcasting app as well. It's going to be a big day. Broadcasting starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning and goes till at least 1 in the afternoon. Inauguration Day 2021.
Yeah, I looked up the schedule of events, and basically there's a lot of stuff happening for young Americans, which is very interesting. Keke Palmer is going to host the first ever live stream before, during, and then after the inaugural ceremonies, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, I just want to know when Justin Timberlake is going to sing.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Scrolling down.
I want to see Joe Biden and Joe Biden cut the rug. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I feel like he probably, similar to his predecessor, President Trump, have like dad moves.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like maybe even a couple drunk Uncle Larry at your wedding reception moves.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. That whole, yeah. All right, we're gonna plant our feet and just twist at our midsection
and move
with
our arms
kind of like bent and like out to the side pointing at people.
Churn the butter.
Yeah, right? And then like smiling, maybe a wink, maybe like a little wave, like, hey, how you doing over there? And then every once in a while you'll lift like 1 foot, like, hey, almost like twist and shout style, but you're not moving your hips at all.
We've all seen it.
Everyone listening knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I call drunk Uncle Larry. It might even be your dad. You never know, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, and meanwhile, at the White House, you figure President Trump has got to be moving out. So
I don't need any of this. I don't need this stuff. I don't need you. I don't need anything.
Wait a minute.
Except this.
Wasn't this a movie?
The ashtray and the paddle game, that's all I need.
All he needs is a folding chair? What?
Let's see. Remote control.
A remote control?
The ashtray, the paddle game, and the remote control, that's all I need.
What? This is bad.
I just love that Steve Martin movie. I don't know. It's
the stapler in the office space. Like, have you seen my stapler? My stapler? Anybody see my stapler?
Nothing like starting the show with something that was probably inappropriate, but still very funny.
I mean, why not? 6:15 on a Tuesday. Might as well.
Late night soundbites on the way. Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers both talk about that Hot Pocket recall. Did that affect your kitchen any? I know husband Keith likes late night snacks.
No.
Okay,
it did
good.
Not affect us.
There's a pretty good chance if your kids love Hot Pockets, there's glass and plastic inside them. You're not supposed to eat that stuff. So late night sound bites on the way there. We'll investigate. Can I play that audio? No, don't play it again, Tom.
No. Don't do it, Tom.
All right, let's just take a commercial break. All I need is this thermos and this chair.
Push the button, Tom. Push the button, Tom.
And this battle remote. That's
just push
all
it.
I need.
Push the button.
Call it Inauguration Eve. So we're getting the party tunes going now just so we can picture Joe Biden cutting the rug. You know what I mean? There's Cool in the Gang. Tom and Laura in the morning. Come on, your drunk Uncle Larry loves that song, Laura.
Listen, I'm grooving out over here.
Yeah?
Seriously.
Dancing with the Dogs?
Kind of feeling it.
Yeah? I got looking at this list. Speaking of inauguration parties, which there probably won't be that many, given the pandemic, the top 100 wedding reception songs of all time.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. What was the number one? It's the Black Eyed Peas, right?
Blew me away. A great party song, but I never... does he agree? I never thought...
Murph, do you love Fergie?
Yeah, he likes some Black Eyed Pea action. Okay, so I got a feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, the number one most requested wedding reception song now. I DJed a long time. I mentioned Justin Timberlake, who is going to be at the inauguration party. He comes in number three with Can't Stop the Feeling. That's a great song. Great party song. Anyway, number two, Uptown Funk, our boy Bruno, JT at three, Crazy in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z at four. And okay, you got to slow dance at wedding receptions.
Mm-hmm, you do. You do indeed.
So at number five, Edwin McCain. I'll be.
That's a nice song. Don't make fun of it.
Stop your whining.
It's a great song. It's a great song.
Just stupid song.
No, it's anyway, not. Anyway. You're just cranky.
No, I'm not. I just hate cheese. Cheesy music. I hate it. Number six.
My question is, though, where is, like, old-time rock and roll?
See,
like, where's that?
See, I DJed weddings for like 30 years. I owned my own company for 20 years. I was like so tired. Maybe that's a different list. I was so tired
of old records off the shelf.
Oh, now stop. That moaning.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Even to this day, those songs appear at weddings.
I know, and they don't go away, and it's like, and there you are, sitting there, looking at drunk Uncle Larry, getting up on the floor, because as soon as he hears, just take those old records off the shelf, up he goes.
You know? I had to very specifically say, though, because it's like a Coleridge thing, I think.
Uh-huh.
That the chicken dance, the bunny hop, and the hokey pokey were not played at my wedding.
Uh-huh.
I was like, no, thank you.
Well, when I got married, you know I was married once, right?
Who knew?
I never mentioned that to you? Well, anyway,
no.
I own the company. So I told the guy that was DJing my wedding with my equipment.
With your equipment.
Here's a list of songs you do not play, all right? Because I just don't want to hear them. Well, there we are, about 3 hours into the party. Just take those old records. And I walk up to him and I go, John. I wonder if John's listening. He's from Bloomsburg. Anyway, I'm like, John, I told you. And he's like, I couldn't take the pressure anymore, Tommy. Your drunk uncles are all over me.
They're requesting. That's what happens.
I'm like, okay, whatever. So the fact that those songs aren't in the top 10, Laura, you know, we got the cha-cha slide there. I want to dance with somebody. Whitney, you got to play
Ooh,
that.
Oh, Whitney.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel
Pharrell the Williams somebody. Getting happy. Higher Love, the Kygo Whitney Houston remix. That's number 9.
Oh, and that's a great song.
LMFAO rounds off the top 10 with
Party Rock
Anthem.
Yeah.
But I mean, I pictured like Joe and Jill Biden just really partying down tomorrow night to some Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there, because isn't there typically an inaugural ball?
Yeah, there's like 20 of them. They go from, but this year, I don't know, maybe just one this year? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going to throw, probably not a big party.
No, you know, mask up and dance 6 feet away from each other.
I guess.
Which I wish That's I had that years ago. I could have danced like 6 feet away from drunk Uncle
like
Larry. Is Murph going to be okay? He wants more.
I think he's offended that he didn't get an invitation to the ball.
I guess we're continuing with our list of all-time party songs on a Tuesday. Inauguration Eve, I guess. Keep on dancing. Hella good stuff. Tom and Laura in the morning. No good stuff on TV last night unless you could convince me to get a Netflix subscription or give me your password. Whatever.
Listen, Tom, what? I got you, Bill.
Okay.
I mean, I hope Netflix isn't listening, but I'm telling you, Bridgerton, whatever, it's produced by Shonda Rhimes. Dude, it's so good. I already binged the entire first season, and I need more.
All right, give me just a synopsis of it, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's Regency-era England.
Oh, boy.
There's this family,
mm-hmm.
The Bridgertons. They have sons and daughters. The eldest daughter is, like, coming out, and drama ensues. The best part, seriously,
right.
Is that they 18th century-ify pop music. So, like, the music in the background, which is played by strings and orchestra and stuff that you would expect
right.
in Regency-era England,
right.
It's like Ariana Grande. It's fantastic.
I almost spit my tea out. Okay.
Plus, the leading man is, like, hella hot.
Oh, boy. So you want me to watch this?
I'm telling you, you would like it. I promise you.
All right. Because last night I'm flipping through the channels, I can't find anything. I landed on Fox Sports 1, I think it was. I was watching an international friendly, as they call it, between United States women's soccer team and Colombia.
An international friendly.
Yeah, because they have all these friendly games they play before the Olympics starts in July. So I sat there watching it. And the USA women, I think the average age right now is like 90. I don't know, but no, I exaggerate. But it's like watching Tom Brady play. The U.S. women are like 38, 39, 35 years old. And they just took apart this Columbia team of like 18-year-old girls. Just like, boom, done.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, but look at me. You sad sack. You're sitting here watching a friendly. It's not for a medal. It's just a friendly soccer game. I mean, there's got to be something else on, like The Walking Dead or something that I could start. Are people even watching that anymore? I don't even know.
Didn't it end?
Perhaps, but
seriously.
I swear I saw something when flipping through the channels last night.
The zombie apocalypse just got creepier.
Good people, they always die.
I can imagine how painful this must be for you.
It's Christopher Walken!
I know you know where they are, so...
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
What?
You see that?
Came in the room blazing. And didn't stop.
No.
Until they were pretty sure everybody was dead.
Okay. All right.
Talking about a massacre.
Oh, wait for it, Laura.
Walken. Dead.
Wait for it.
Yes.
Coming soon to
AMC.
For it.
I got a fever.
There it is.
And the only
position... I got a fever.
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
The Christopher Walken Dead.
Christopher Walken Dead. Really?
I may have made that up.
Okay.
How would Laura say it? I may or may not have made that bit up. So,
very good. And fun fact, The Walking Dead, or Dead, sorry,
okay.
will end with a supersized 24-episode season 11 in 2021 and 2022.
Look at me. I can't wait. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
I got the fever.
And the only solution,
is,
the only cure,
is
more cowbell.
News coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning. You'll hear the news all the time. But something new called the good news up next hour. Laura, you got some good stuff for us, right?
Oh, my goodness. I have some great stuff this morning. And you know what? I have to say thank you, Tom.
Oh?
Because looking for these feel-good stories on the internet every mm-hmm. evening,
yeah,
like, makes me smile.
Well, you know, and then reporting them makes everyone smile. So it's a win-win. I mean, I think we need more good news. I mean, some of
like literally Googling good news from yesterday and mm-hmm. finding sources, you know, from all over the place. Or a lot of times news stations will post things and use the hashtag good news.
Yes.
Or like news to make you smile
mm-hmm.
or Saturday smile or whatever. Look up those hashtags if you have time at home. Because it's always nice stuff.
Yeah, because the real news, you know, I kind of feel sorry for Mark Lawrence sometimes. He's got more bad statewide news with COVID. The raid on the Capitol, the lady that stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop is from Harrisburg. Yeah, let's all be proud, Pennsylvania. God. I mean, there's just bad news everywhere, including WBRE-TV reporting that the post office is so slow, it's ridiculous, and now we got the U.S. Postal Service defending themselves. Ay, ay, ay. We need some good news.
We do. And don't worry. Coming up after 7, I have 3 stories again to make you smile. We're doing it every single day on this little show we call Tom and Laura in the Morning. Hopefully, it makes you happy.
All right, I got you in the kitchen this morning. Mom's dancing around the kitchen. It's all good. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Grab your toaster, an electric toothbrush, whatever you could find. It's time to do a mashup. Now, I'm not good at this stuff. I've tried it. But today's piece of viral comedy is a guy who is using a toaster, 2 electric toothbrushes, and a typewriter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the typewriter is thrown in there at the last minute. And he is playing the Imperial March from Star Wars.
Oh my gosh, no way.
This stuff is amazing. I love it.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Now, you know I like to play around in my home studio, but I can't match this stuff. Perfect.
Amazing.
We go to great lengths to bring you entertainment on this show. I just want you to know.
We really, really do.
And that Star Wars piece of military march hacked on kitchen appliances. Unbelievable.
Good stuff.
Wow. Hey, our girl Betty White turned 99 over the weekend. I love that woman.
She is the coolest. Have you seen some of the pictures of her from like the 50s and 60s?
Oh, yeah. You go back black and white days? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
She's amazing.
Really,
woman.
Really cool.
Anyway, Seth Meyers talks about her birthday. Coming up, we've got birthday buddies on the way, and Laura brings us the good news. Stay with us.
Don't go anywhere. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about?
We've heard the news. Now it's time for the good news with Laura Good.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, here's a couple more feel-good news stories that are making the rounds on the interwebs for you guys to smile about this morning. First up, there is a group in Italy that is using an inflatable tent. Now, we've seen these at bars, restaurants, etc., but this one is special. It's helping seniors visit with family during the pandemic. There's a huge plastic divider in the middle with armholes. They're calling it the Room of Hugs.
Oh, man, that tears me up. That's good news.
Isn't that awesome? It's great so they can hug their loved ones safely.
Now that's good news.
Up next, this one's pretty classy. And it's from your favorite team, Tom.
Oh?
Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson got knocked out of the playoff game against the Bills right on Saturday, had a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Bills ended up winning the game. Well, here's the thing. Bills fans started donating to Lamar's favorite charity, which is an awesome one. It's a group called Blessings in a Backpack, and they make sure that kids have enough food at home, especially during these trying times. In 36 hours, over 13,000 Bills fans chipped in and donated close to $400,000 to the Blessings in a Backpack organization.
Bills Mafia, that's good news.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Some good stuff coming out of sports, even though poor Lamar Jackson got a concussion.
I hope he's okay, yeah.
And last but not least, celebrity chef Jose Andreas. So he's very fat, very, very fantastic. Four Michelin stars. He's a big deal. He's a Spanish-American. Well, this week, he's in Washington, D.C. He has this amazing organization called the World Kitchen. And he goes places where there is need, maybe a natural disaster, something like that. He's in D.C. feeding the National Guard this week. Take a listen.
So I'm here on the Capitol Hill grounds. We are doing chicken with quinoa and beans, roast beef sandwiches, some fresh fruit. Very happy to be able to keep feeding the National Guard. Many businesses in D.C., they've done the same. We are able to be here and feed everybody involved, first responders and all. So it's the least we can do. And thank you for all of you that support our efforts.
Now that's good news.
It's amazing. And for well over a decade, the World Central Kitchen, which Jose established, has been feeding those worldwide in the wake of disasters, national emergencies, crises, etc., both here and abroad. That's the good news. I'm Laura Good, and I'm happy to make you smile with good news every day right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Oh, about a week ago, I guess, on this very radio show, maybe more than a week ago, we discovered that there was a woman who wrote a book on how to drink and eat your Christmas tree.
Indeed, there was. She was from the UK. Basically, she was like, waste not, want not. Here's a whole cookbook full of 30 different recipes, drink ideas, etc., so that you can reuse your Christmas tree.
So Laura downloaded the book, and we went...
I did.
...to a zone where no man has ever gone before.
Oh, geez.
Last week!
I mean, people have gone here before. I feel like people have been making tea out of things that they could steep for a very long time.
You're ruining my Rod Serling moment here.
I'm sorry.
Last week, Laura took a Christmas tree and turned it into... a beverage. After a week of steeping in the dark basement, Laura is about to enter the Twilight Zone.
I'm about to enter the libation zone.
Oh, okay.
Because we're going to make a Christmas tree cocktail this morning. It is a lavender fir gimlet.
A lavender fir as in Christmas tree.
Fir tree, Christmas tree. Because I have a Fraser fir, so it is a lavender fir gimlet. We're going to take that vodka and see if we can't make a breakfast cocktail, apparently.
And this will be on Facebook Live. So
indeed it shall.
Because Try It Tuesday is always on Facebook Live from Laura's Kitchen. But here's the deal. There's like a dark side of me that wants you to spit this stuff out and start choking and cussing. This would be so funny.
I haven't touched it. So what I'm going to do live is I'm going to strain the contents of my mason jar out. Mm-hmm. I am going to put it into my shaker, and I am going to add a few other ingredients and make myself a little libation this morning. And we're going to see how it tastes. I found a recipe online. Like I said, downloaded the Cook With Your Christmas Tree book, and it's the infused vodka, some simple syrup, some lime juice, ice if you would like to. Soda water is optional. And then a garnish of a fresh lime.
And you're not just a little bit afraid?
I am a little bit. Like, I don't know how this is going to taste. It could be super gross.
All right, news is next, ladies and gentlemen. Mark has that. Rob, the sports center. Steve has the AccuWeather. And then on the other side, Laura enters the libation zone. Pretty cool, huh?
That was awesome.
That was real cool. Does she have a good poker face? We will find out on Facebook Live shortly as Laura heads into the libation zone.
I feel like this isn't that exciting. Well, at the end of the day, folks have already infused vodka with, like, rosemary and things like that. So, like, earthy, herbal flavors.
Yeah.
So why not your Christmas tree?
Well, see, that's where the excitement comes in. I'm sorry. There's a big difference between going over to the spice rack and grabbing your rosemary and sawing up your Christmas tree and soaking it in a beverage. Come on now, Laura. People are counting on you here. They're counting on you to...
All right. You know? Well, we are going to make then for this very special Try It Tuesday. It's a two-parter, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we infused vodka with fir, so Fraser fir to be specific, and lavender. Let it sit for a week as the instructions said. And now this morning, we are going to make a lavender fir gimlet.
Guys, you got to log on. Like, I know sometimes you can't do it live. You watch it later in the day. But this is one that you might want to just pull over and pull it in. You know, because she's going to try to drink a fir tree. Okay?
I am.
A Christmas
tree. I'll tell you the recipe on air here, and then I'll make sure to post it on the 94KX Facebook page as well after we go live.
Okay.
It's essentially 2 ounces of your infused vodka.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 3/4 of an ounce of simple syrup to lend a little sweetness.
Okay.
It's a 1/2 ounce of fresh squeezed lime juice, so like half of a lime.
Okay.
Splash of soda water. Gently stir.
Uh-huh.
Drink.
Gently stir and drink. Now, for those listening live right now, the dogs sound kind of excited in the background.
Do you know what's funny? So during the commercial break, obviously, I was gathering my ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to strain the vodka out live on air. And mm-hmm. they were like following me around, like, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on? So now they're deciding to wrestle, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. You're going to drink a tree, but we all know what dogs like to do on trees. Okay.
Which is why last week I encouraged everyone, you need to wash and blanch whatever pine you decide to use to try this first. And of course, try at your own risk.
Exactly. We have to use the disclaimer, try this at your own risk.
Yes.
This could be the most dangerous Try It Tuesday ever. But
again, a lady on the internet wrote a cookbook that I downloaded that said it was okay to do this.
Okay.
And a Google search said to me, oh, sure, yeah, most pine, fir, et cetera, trees are okay to steep and or drink. So, you know, there's an element of risk.
Yeah, most. I always like that. Like, yeah, you should be okay.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Should be would be the phrase. Like, wait, I should be okay or I am going to be okay. Try it Tuesday, going Facebook Live with Laura starting now. Hey, partner.
And again, this might be another one where people are more interested in what the dogs are doing in the background because they suddenly, like, woke up.
Oh, they smell the tree. You know,
they do.
All right. Well,
they do indeed.
Well, good luck. Try it Tuesday, going Facebook Live now.
With Tom and Laura in the morning and the dogs on 94KX.
I know you've been waiting for this, so let's check with Laura to see if she's still alive after the Try It Tuesday. Hello?
Tom.
What? Are you okay?
Oh, my gosh. It's actually so good.
Oh, I'm somewhat disappointed. But it is. It tasted
I know.
Good.
I said that on Facebook. Like, I was like, Tom was hoping that I would puke, basically.
I was hoping for a little blah, you know, but
listen,
it actually tasted.
I had to restrain myself from drinking the entire thing. And now I need to save the rest to make for when the husband comes home so we can have actual 5 o'clock cocktails.
He does put up with your Try It Tuesday antics. So the least you could do is cut him in on it, right?
Oh, my gosh. Here's the thing. And I said this on the Facebook Live. If you don't have your Christmas tree still, maybe take a walk in the woods. Or you could do the same thing with rosemary. Just buy some at the grocery store and probably recreate the same flavor. It was so delicious.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations. I still have my Christmas tree laying out on the deck.
Oh, my gosh. Go get some of it.
I keep forgetting to call Point Township and set up an appointment to have it picked up.
Oh, go get some of the fronds. Seriously.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I was just thinking? And I should have said this, too, on Facebook Live.
Okay.
If you wanted to make this a kiddo-friendly drink.
Okay.
Instead of infusing vodka, you could use the fir branches and the little like needles and make a simple syrup and then add that to like club soda with the lime juice. So then it's non-alcoholic.
Okay. All right. That sounds
good. So like
good.
Alcohol for the adults, but then an infused simple syrup for the kiddos and everybody can have a cocktail or a mocktail.
All right. Check out the Facebook Live video. Try it Tuesday. It was a huge success.
Wow. It was really funny. People were commenting, like, I've been waiting since last week for this.
I know. You had to let it ferment. It's a two-part Try It Tuesday.
It was a two-parter.
Wow. So while you were doing that, I was researching the top do's and don'ts of drinking wine.
Oh,
nice music. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. At a restaurant, do ask for advice from the waiter on which wine will get you smashed for the least amount of money.
Oh my gosh. Tom.
Do always speak extensively on your knowledge for wine because
no,
we all know how others love that.
No, people don't love that. People hate that.
Don't make crafts out of used corks. It'll tell everyone you're a creative alcoholic.
Are you referring to my huge carboy that it's my goal to fill up before I'm 40 with my wine corks?
No, never. I would never do that. Do look at the clarity of the liquid, but don't point out the things that are floating in it. It's probably just cork, right?
Where did you find this list?
Hey, I'm doing research. I'm just trying to help out on the show here. Do use a sippy cup so you don't spill any while you're driving.
Oh, no. Road sodas are not approved. No.
Do keep your wine in a cool, dark place. Like your mother-in-law's heart. Oh, my. Wow.
What?
Okay.
That's so rude. My mother-in-law's a saint.
All right. When dining at a friend's house, bring a bottle. When dining at a friend's double wide, bring a box.
You know what? Do not diss boxed wine because it is economical and delicious.
All right. Do not listen to Trump's advice and add Clorox to your glass. No, don't do that.
No, just don't do that. Don't do that.
If the host doesn't refill your glass immediately, don't complain. Just start throwing things. Wow.
No, let's be polite. Just get up and fill it yourself.
Do raise one eyebrow so you look like you know what you're doing before you insert your straw.
Into the glass or into the bottle?
Or the box, right? Do hide your collection of reds whenever you're a host cat ladies for the Taylor Swift listening party. Trust me, it'll work.
Do you know what? Okay, this is a true life story.
Uh-huh.
I have certain bottles of reds that I'm allowing to age. When we were allowed to have nice things like house parties,
yes.
I would put them in the basement so nobody could find them.
Sure, so nobody
would
say, Laura, let's pop this open. No.
No, I've been waiting 10 years to drink that wine.
And finally, the do's and don'ts of wine drinking. Don't give your empties to Scott Baio. Find some more deserving homeless person. There you go.
Scott, oh,
today's
dues.
He's a loser.
Charles in charge. Come on now.
Today's dues and don'ts with Thomas.
You know what? How about instead of drinking some wine and being so pretentious,
yeah,
get yourself a Coors Light.
All right, thank you. Tom and Laura in the morning winding down. Chad Evans coming up in the midday. Laura, I think we have to address another elephant in the room. We've been doing that a lot recently.
We have been.
Yes. I'm nervous for you, but I'm proud of you. Today, Laura is getting vaccinated for COVID.
Indeed, I am. At 12:25.
Yes, and at your age, you should be on a long waiting list. However, being a coach in Central PA, a high school coach, and I guess that qualifies you as a faculty member of a school district, you are next. Wow.
Apparently so. I got a phone call yesterday, and it's through the IU, and I coach for Southern Columbia Area School District. Long story short, it was kind of like, sign up now or never.
Yeah, so you did.
So I did. I had to sign up before 11 a.m. yesterday. This is through Geisinger, and today I will be heading to the Henry Hood Research Center to get dose one of the vaccine for COVID-19. I don't know which one I'm getting, though. I don't know if it's the Pfizer or the Moderna. I will find out this afternoon. Mm-hmm. However, I do want to say I did have some weird feelings about this.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you next. Tell us what your feelings are, because there's so many people that I think don't mind being on the wait list right now because they're not quite sure how they feel.
Well, at first, I got very, very excited, which was followed closely by guilt because I understand that the vaccine has been slow to roll out and some first responders, healthcare workers, et cetera, are still waiting. So I was like, well, wait a second. How can I be getting something that those people are not? I work from home. Mm-hmm. But then contacted the school district, received an email back, and they were like, listen, this is it now or never. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, so once you get rid of that guilt, and you know, because when they tap you on the shoulder, you go, right? So what are you feeling right now, though? Because there's so many.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't slightly nervous. Mm. Now, my dad has received his first dose. He got the Moderna vaccination. He's a physical therapist. He does home health, so he is a healthcare worker. So he did need to be vaccinated very quickly.
And how's he doing?
Fine. He had no side effects or symptoms from the first dose. However, a very good friend of mine, Katie, who is a PA, said that to expect with the second dose some symptoms, but nothing worse than, say, when you get your flu vaccination and you might feel a little achy, a little fatigue, possibly some headache. That's just your body responding to the vaccine and doing what it's supposed to do.
Right. Now that's
mounting a defense.
Right. But there are some people, and we do have audio on it, especially down in the area of Florida, that are not going back for the second dose.
I heard that there are some seniors that are balking at getting the second shot because they've heard that the side effects are worse with the second shot. We would hope that the second dose has a little more side effects because that means you're doing what your body's supposed to do, which is mount a defense against the virus.
Pretty much what your PA said, right?
So basically she texted me because obviously I had a lot of questions and she was like, listen, with that second shot, your body has already started mounting that defense like you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tell it to do more with that second dose. So your body has memory inside of it and it goes, whoa, 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 into overdrive. And then that's why you feel run down. But everyone is different. So basically, some people have nothing. Other people have a big reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it all depends on your immune system, your age. There's all sorts of factors, but there's no reason to be fearful. So I am happy and proud to say that I'm getting my vaccine today, even with that little tinge of guilt, which I would be lying if I didn't say that I was a little bit guilty. But I also will be very honest in talking about right here on the radio how I'm feeling tomorrow. Yeah. And then in roughly 20 to 28 days, So when I go back for my next dose, I'll talk about it then as well. I have no problem sharing.
Good, good. Well, thank you. Our fingers are crossed for you. My youngest daughter works for Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. She got her first dose and her body was covered with hives, but she said, that's okay. I'm allergic to everything. And she took a little, whatever it is, over the counter and poof, it was gone. So, and she awaits her second dose now, but I've been in touch with her because I'm kind of nervous about myself. So it's so good that we have you.
I think it's
Laura.
Natural. I think it's totally natural. We should trust science. Mm-hmm. This science, they've been working on the mRNA style vaccines for such a long time that I am happy to be part of what science in the modern day and age can do. And then hopefully that will be one step closer to us going back to normal. And I can be more present in my mom's bubble. Maybe I'll be able to give her a hug because I haven't hugged her in over 10 months.
Yes. Yes. And these are the things we're all going through. So we have you as a sounding board now. We're proud of you. We'll be thinking of you shortly after noon today. All right.
Thank you very much, my Tommy. Appreciate it.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Stop smoking, lose weight, and end your anxiety. If any of those are your New Year's resolutions, man, you need to sign up for the Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar. $49.99, guaranteed, too. I mean, your money back if it doesn't work. The seminar is this Saturday locally, and it's virtual, so you could do it. Go to markpatrickseminars.com and sign up to get yourself on the right track.
We've been through it. It actually is super interesting. Don't knock hypnosis or sort of concentrated meditation until you try it.
Exactly. Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon and our girl Sammy tonight. You want to wrap up with a thought for the day for us?
Yeah, let's keep it positive. So yesterday we were kind of like the Monday blues.
Yeah, we were.
But it was an MLK day. Lots of people had off of work, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I encourage everyone, choose to smile, choose to be kind, choose to be happy, and remember, today is not Monday, it's Tuesday, which is one step closer to the weekend.
You gotcha. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.